Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuation. This is the third recording. This is starting on page 279 in Music of the Soul, Explanation of Al-Wazifa. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم والضالين آمين. الله من منكم شكت أسرار الكامنات في ذاته ليليات الزهور. Upon the one from whom the secrets which were hidden in his lofty essence were cleft apart. This is the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, so that his glorification may be increased. This means that through him the door to the secrets was opened, meaning that through him, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, all that had been hidden before should become apparent. He's the one from whom all the secrets burst forth and were opened up. Know that the secret is that which is known by the heart, as-sarira, and which cannot be known except by taste, by feeling, by revealing, kashf, and by seeing. All these are states in which the intellect has no place. The people of this witnessing are those of the Mohammedan essence, the Ad-Dhatiyya al-Mohammadiyya, in whom the secrets were hidden in their highest essences and which manifested from them and for them. Among the secrets bursting forth from the hidden in the highest Mohammedan essence are the throne, the seat, the tablet, the pen, the stars, and the planets, and also all the upper worlds in their categories and the lower worlds in their varieties. From them comes the answer, yes, Bala, in the world of spirits. From them comes prophethood and the dispatching of messengers and the knowledge of the hidden, the realities and the lights of the beloved attached ones, al-Majdub, and all the other special secrets in the righteous ones brought near, as was mentioned earlier in the hadith transmitted by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him. And when the Lord took from the children of Adam, from their loins, their seed, and made them testify, touching themselves, am I not your Lord? They said, yes, we testify, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, as for us, we were heedless of this. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ زُهْرِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنْفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم ما هلكيا متينا كنا عن هذا الغافلين. From Surah Al-Arafi 7172. وان فلكت أنوار المنتيات في السماء صفاته سنيات بدورا. The lights which were hidden in the sky of his lofty qualities, burst asunder into full moons. meaning that the doors of light in the world of the senses and in the eye of the heart were opened inasmuch as all things which before his existence had been unrevealed or non-existent were opened and made existent for him. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him and upon his family. This means that all things sprang forth from his light, and that the lights from his light became widespread through his existence. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Know, beloved, that cleaving is the same as bursting asunder, and it means opening up, but cleaving precedes the bursting asunder. The cleaving of the hidden secrets is exactly like the emerging of the palm tree from the date stone. The emerging of the lights from their enshrouded state is like the unfolding of the blossoms of the palm tree. The light, in its plural, is the revealer of the essence of things and their orders, differentiating between their good and their evil. The ones who possess these lights are those with the Muhammadan qualities. As-sifatiyan al-Muhammadiyun, which were hidden in the sky of their lofty qualities, which rose up from them. From the lights which burst asunder from the enshrouded state in the lofty Muhammadan qualities comes the harmony in the world of shadows, meaning in the world of the subtle body in which each soul knows its subtle body. Also from these lights comes the nobility of the faith of the believers, as well as the science of the noble Ar-Tariqa and the Sharia, and the rules of guidance among the Murid and others of the special lights of the righteous. وَفِيهِ ارْتَكَتِ الْحَقَائِقُ مِنْهُ إِلَيْهِ. And in him ascended the truths, meaning in the noble Muhammadan reality rose up the realities which are sought for from all things, and besides which nothing is desired except the Muhammadan of reality which is asked for only in its highest rank. So what was the origin of the realities from him, minhu? So what was the origin of the realities from him becomes their returning to him, alaihi. Know that the rising up of the realities in him, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is a matter which can be witnessed and which does not require detailed explanation, because all of his noble states are ordered realities and divine knowledge, which can be understood from his noble, all-embracing sayings and from the known and exalted example which he gave. He was given the knowledge of the sciences of the first ones, the prophets before him, and of the last ones, those who came after him, the Waritha Muhammadiyya. And he made garments for the knowledge and wide doors for the realities. The divine realities ascended in him, and the suns of the hidden knowledge rose up in the sky of his secret self. Revelations from eyewitnessing came down in the mountain of his spirit, and the secrets thus granted to him rose up on the horizon of his secret. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.